South Park in the Windy City. Good morning, I'm Charlie Van Dyke. It is Friday. Got some spring weather coming up, payday for some, and the high-low game is back. I'll have a clue review and some information about the last guest to help you get closer to that money. Smiling faces from 1971. Wish I had some better news to tell you about the hockey game last night. Now, see, that's why we should have seen it. A lot of folks predicted that the Blackhawks might not come through that one victorious. We backed them all the way up in Canada, and I think should have had a chance to see that. Montreal Canadiens got the National Hockey League Stanley Cup. I saw them in some highlights last night, and really, the scene that really got me was seeing Canada skate off with the old trophy there. If any of you did have tickets or maybe saw the entire game, I wish you'd give me a call at 591-7240. Tell me how the feeling was in the place last night. The people at Pacific Stereo have delivered you the lowest prices. $60 Super X headphones that normally sell for $29 are just $24 right now, but only at Pacific Stereo. On the phone, I have a gentleman who saw the game in the stadium last night. What is your name, please, sir?
My name is Mike.
Mike, how are you?
Pretty good.
Well, let me ask you this, then. In that you were one of the people who did have the tickets, they were about, what, $13 a pop or something, weren't they?
Yeah.
What do you think about, if it is a sellout game, going ahead and broadcasting it on television, what would be your feeling as a person who paid that money?
I think everybody should be able to see it. Well, I just went because I wanted to be there, and if it had been broadcast, I'd have still went to see it.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, will you?
Same to you.
Okay. 17 after 6, and Charlie Van Dyke with a winner an hour on WLS. Here's Steely Dan. WLS with a winner an hour, and Charlie Van Dyke at 6:21. Good morning, Steely Dan and Reeling in the Years. Well, a little strange. I'm just glancing around the studio, you know. Every disc jockey has his own little idiosyncrasies, and last night was the first evening that Jim Kerr worked here at the radio station. And every disc jockey arranges the things in the studio in a slightly different manner, and you know, you have your own little strange ways. However, this is the most interesting remnant I have seen after a guy leaves the studio. He left here a giant A&P Wheel bag full of diapers. That's really strange. W-L-S. A few days ago, I tried to get you to try a little harder by offering to double the jackpot. I should point out that I got in a little trouble for that. I see the amount is fixed, and I don't know, I guess big companies have budgets and stuff like that. But anyway, I was called into the manager's office and told that that was not a very good idea without checking with somebody. I suppose he has a point. However, Landecker's up there with the winners, and I want one really badly. So I'm going to, once again, this hour, if you will win this hour, I will again double the jackpot. Wait a minute, to hell with the manager. I will triple the jackpot. If you will win this hour, and I give you some clues, then I will triple... Uh-oh, my hotline's already ringing. Well, I'll do it anyway. I will triple your jackpot. Okay, I'll... All right. Folks, I have to tell you, I'm already in trouble for that one. That was the manager. He suggested that I should remember the conversation we had, but I am committed to that, so triple the jackpot if you win this hour. A commuter, now you better win. A commuter report, Tri-State Toll Road, northbound, experiencing much more truck traffic. They'll start the 6 hours of lifting on the inbound line. WLS. Get more in about 20 minutes. WLS. 7 after 7 with Charlie Van Dyke. Don't forget, whatever the amount is officially in the jackpot, if you get it this hour, 3 times the full jackpot in the high-low game this hour. Elton John and his Daniel. WLS for the winner an hour. And Elton John's Daniel. Beautiful song. 7-Eleven with Charlie Van Dyke. I'm always reading the various columns in the papers, trying to pick up what's happening around Chicago, and I was totally amazed at Aaron Gold. Aaron, of course, is the new addition to the Trib as the Tower Ticker columnist. Now, here he is, new guy in the Cup. I mean, trying to get Cup's business, you know what I mean? Trying to go after Cup a little bit. What does he lead with in his column today? Lead story in the Tower Ticker column. Sandra Dee is making her stage debut at Drury Lane Theater. Well, now, that's not exactly the biggest stuff I've ever heard of. Sandra Dee was a ho-hum from a long time ago. The chance to see Sandra Dee would be almost as much fun as seeing, Rudy Valley juggle. W-L-S. 14 after 7, I have now been called by the general manager and the program manager for, tripling the jackpot this hour. Well, I have said I'll do it, and I will. You can win 3 times the amount this hour if you win the high-low game. Here's Neil Diamond at Shiloh.
Child. I will sit in here until he either comes back or I become a disc jockey for the
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been a disc jockey since a small market. Now I will read a commercial like I'm still in a small market. If you're is that you, Dick?
Yeah.
Hi, man. You want me to finish reading this, or do you want to...
Are you
still here?
I'm still employed. I guess, the jackpot is still tripled, Gil. That's going to happen.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. I guess,
You want to read about Edward Hines Lumber?
I guess I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
You, there's a lot of screaming going on in there?
I'm not really supposed to, I don't think you were supposed to even have said what was happening, but,
I've got to tell the truth to the people. I'm a newsman.
The manager's a little uptight. You know, it's a lot of bread, but what the heck? Let me do this commercial. If you're planning on doing some building this spring, whether it's a sandbox or a room addition, then come to the place that's number one in lumber, and that's the Edward Hines Lumber Stores and Home Centers. You'll find one at 2431 South Walcott Avenue in Chicago. Thanks for...
That's okay. There's a rumor in the hallway that they're going to let you triple the high-low jackpot anyway, but they're going to take it out of your salary. That's
that was threatened too, yeah.